RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Everything, Everything, now playing in area theaters.
Did you write a young adult novel which caught a spark in your main demographic? Are the main characters a boy and a girl? Preferably misunderstood, physically sick, and or prevented from being together? Then the mid to late 2010s is your oyster, because studios are lining up nowadays to throw formulas with these ingredients at audiences. Kids have cancer? Here, have some Fault in Our Stars. Unrequited love with a mysterious girl? Paper Towns, just for you. If I Stay, Before I Fall, and the Divergent franchise can also tag along. Here's one. Girl is sick, must spend her entire life indoors. New boy next door is cute. So what's wrong with a little risk on the viral side, so we can ask each other our favorite color? Everything, Everything, a title which only works if you see the connection inside the story, spawns from a debut novel by young adult author Nicola Yoon. Instead of terminal cancer, ADHD, or anything to do with a coma or time loop, just turned 18-year-old Maddie Whittier, played by Amanda Stenberg, suffers from SCID, severe combined immunodeficiency, a.k.a. the Bubble Boy disease, made famous by one of the more infamous Seinfeld episodes, It's a Boy in a Bubble. Maddie is not in a bubble. She roams an architectural marvel of a house, hermetically sealed in Los Angeles. All of her clothes are irradiated, she only comes into contact with three people, and longingly gazes out the windows all day, dreaming about the outside world, which is just waiting to kill her should she ever leave her cocoon. Maddie's world of online support groups, reading, writing witty reviews of her reading, and crafting advanced building models is turning upside down. She's 18 now. Her best and only real-world friend is going away to college, and a cute boy just moved in next door. He wears all black, needs a haircut, says his favorite book is Lord of the Flies, and is dealing with an alcoholic, abusive father. Yeah, he'll do. Ollie, played by Nick Robinson, plays a very coherent and extroverted loner, even though his whole persona screams, "Treat me like the misanthrope I am." Ollie is more intrigued than scared by Maddie's predicament, and perhaps appreciates the captive audience as the two start to use each other as their soundboards. It is standard practice now to watch characters carry out a texting conversation as the director puts their words right on the screen. Sometimes we get voiceover, and sometimes we read along subtitle style. Because so much of Everything, Everything's dialogue takes place between teenagers separated by a barrier with their phones representing two tin cans and string, director Stella McGee wisely took the scrolling text away and put Maddie and Ollie in the same room together. To circumvent the obvious physical logic, McGee places them opposite one another in a diner booth. The diner is one of Maddie's architecture models, and their one-on-one conversation is only in their minds, but it plays well for the audience, who are spared the pain of texts on screen, but never quite forget the two are not truly occupying the same space. When Maddie and Ollie finally break the rules and meet each other on the sly, their usual undergrad-level conversations nosedive into Anakin Skywalker territory. Ollie shares this gem about nature. "I respect the ocean. It's impersonal and murderous." That is not as atrocious as Anakin's speech about not liking sand, but they're verbal cousins. I get it, each generation of teens has their own language, but Everything, Everything screams teenager. It is a movie for teens only. Only movie teens would throw caution to the wind, risk a painful viral death, just so they can make out and whisper grade-level sweet nothings about love. Even those who are reminded every single day how only one germ could send them on to oblivion believe they are never going to get old and die. Viva la boneheaded teenager. What I'm saying is this is not for 30-somethings with kids. Accompanying the saccharine love story are today's carefully selected contemporary pop hits and a bag full of montages. There is the riding in a Jeep montage, which is really just frequent cuts while a car travels from the airport to a hotel, a swimming montage, and even a smile from across the way montage as Maddie and Ollie ogle each other from their bedroom windows. It would be a challenge for even the most adept of filmmakers to keep our interest in Maddie's housebound life. But even 2016's Me Before You kept our attention most of the time, while that wheelchair-bound gentleman was in similar circumstances. Amanda Stenberg is no Amelia Clark, however. Clark was just born with charisma and personality oozing out of her pores. Everything Everything is Stella McGee's second feature film, but the first one which will be widely seen in theaters. One tip of the hat to McGee and screenplay adapter J. Miles Goodloe is nobody at all mentions the kids are an interracial couple. The kids never bring it up, nor any of the brief supporting roles. This comes off as a refreshing confidence, and while I never believed in the couple's chemistry, their unspoken ethnicities earns a kudo. However, it is not all McGee's fault. The story morphs from average teenage dramatics to the Fonz jumping the shark in a matter of seconds. Perhaps no director could save the plot from its eye-rolling, blindsiding conclusion. Spoiler avoiders, beware too much social media plot summary floating around out there, lest you ruin the end of a pretty shabby tale. That is why I give Everything Everything 1.5 out of 4 stars.
Everything Everything is rated PG-13. Now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.